on your radio, stream via the Nova Player, or play Nova on your smart speaker.
This is Nova.
Good morning, Brisbane. Maham Kashani with you. Premier Stephen Miles has urged the PM to slash immigration levels. He's demanding the federal Labor government make critical changes as Queensland struggles with soaring population growth and housing shortages. The state's population increased by 2.7% last year. That's the highest level in 15 years. A man's appeared in court charged over the fatal stabbing of another man at a park in Brisbane South. The 30-year-old's accused of murdering the 22-year-old in Acacia Ridge on Sunday morning. He's been remanded in custody until his next court appearance in August. New funding will reportedly be set aside in the federal budget to investigate racism in the higher education sector. It comes after pro-Palestinian demonstrations at universities across Australia and debate over free speech and discrimination. Meanwhile, mining exports and income tax receipts will help deliver the first back-to-back budget surplus in two decades. The Albanese government will announce the nation's finances are again in the black to the tune of $9.3 billion. And King Charles has handed over a prestigious role with the Army Air Corps to his son, Prince William. The King had become Colonel-in-Chief of the military organisation 32 years ago, and that title is now going to his son. Now, here's Mitch with sport.
He's not even on field at the moment, but Kalyn Ponga is the subject of an NRL investigation into a potential salary cap breach at the Newcastle Knights. The early reports did go on to say that the third-party deal in question was one signed off by the NRL in 2020. Elsewhere, the Melbourne Storm will tonight challenge the dangerous contact charge thrown at captain Harry Grant after the weekend loss to the Sharks. Grant was controversially sin-bin for making contact with a kicker. He's not even at risk of missing any football. Currently, he's been fined $1,000 and faces another $500 if his challenge is unsuccessful. But the Storm say they are taking a stand against what has been called one of the worst sin-bin decisions of all time. The Junior Matildas have exited the Under-17 Asia Cup without a win, going down to Thailand 3-1 in what became their final match. While a top four battle in the Premier League is on this morning, Aston Villa taking on Liverpool. A horrible start for Aston Villa with an own goal after just 1 minute. They're now down 3-1 with a little under 20 minutes remaining in regular time. Buy a selected new Subaru before June 30 and get 12 months registration and CTP insurance free. T's and C's apply. Visit Subaru.com.au. Mostly sunny and a top of 26 degrees today. Right now it's 13 and you're up to date on Nova.